Jerry Bader Show, 936-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Someone texting the show at 79489, and someone on the golf course pointed this out to me. I don't throw that out enough. If you can't get to a phone, you can always text a thought or two to 79489. 79489. We're talking about the community in which I live. Ashwaubenon is banning e-cigarettes in public place, basically amending the tobacco smoking ban. This should frighten you for a couple of reasons. This is from Public Safety Chief Eric Dunning. I think the expectation of people is to be free of vapors or other potential smells. Can we ban halitosis? Bad breath? He told the village board, I'm hearing from schools and businesses they don't want this. Now, school is one thing. But I'm telling you where this is going. And Glenn Grothman did try to introduce a bill, but it didn't go anywhere, I don't believe. I'm going to read something from an email in just a minute here, too. He did State Senator Glenn Grothman, to have e-cigs exempted from the statewide smoking ban. I'll tell you what, that's not going to pass. Let me tell you what's going to happen here, and this is why you should be damned concerned about this. Governor Walker promised to revisit the smoking ban and perhaps the statewide tobacco smoking ban and reverse it. When he got into office, he bailed on that. You know why? Because it's popular. People don't want cigarette smoke in bars and restaurants. And he knew that it would be very politically unpopular to now get rid of that. I like smoke-free restaurants. I like smoke-free bars. I think it should be up to the individual business. Here's what's going to happen with this. This is going to take hold the way gay marriage has in recent years. Public places, businesses, and privately held public places are going to see this included in a regulated ban. If they want to offer e-cigs, they're not, you know, allow people to, they're not going to be able to. Because some people don't like them. Too damn bad. This is where the whole focus of where tobacco bans started as protecting people from a health hazard was always at least a 50% lie. Well, I just don't like them. So if I don't like e-cigarettes, which in most cases don't even have an odor, and then I don't have to put up with them. And you don't see the danger in that. You don't see where this is going to lead. What else that a majority of people don't like will be banned from public life? Well, I overeat at buffets. I don't think other people should be able to have buffets. I have a hypochondriac relative who insists that women's perfume exacerbates his asthma. He's kind of a hypochondriac anyway. And I'm sure it's not the two packs of cigarettes he smoked for the last 40 years. I'm sure it isn't that. But what about, I'll bet you more people are offended by perfume and aftershave than they are e-cigarettes. Should we go after them? Can't you see how dangerous this is? Valerie and Seymour. Valerie, hi, you're at the Jerry Bader Show.
I'm just calling because I have a question about where the nicotine goes that they're inhaling.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
And that would be my concern.
Why? I mean, how does nicotine... You're not going to get nicotine from the air, Valerie.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
That was my question.
Yeah, I mean, that...
Well, that's expelled in their breathing.
But here's the issue you raise, though, Valerie. Okay. At this point, there's no, thanks a lot for the call, there's no perceived health risk from it. And here's what the anti folks are saying. Well, they shouldn't be allowed until they've been proven safe. How the hell are you going to prove that? It's going to take years to illustrate a hazard. How about until a hazard is indicated, we leave these people alone? But again, this is not on hazard. This is just people, this feels too much like smoking a cigarette to me, and I don't like cigarettes, so you have to ban them. That's what it is. And if they're going to ban this, they can ban anything they want. Now, I'm not comfortable by you using that in public. Paul on the road. Paul, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. My wife started using one of these when they first came out. And, you know, when we first started dating about 5 years ago, she'd have a cigarette now and again, and she'd hang it out the window, and that you notice it and whatnot. When she's using her e-cigarette, I don't even know she's ever using it. And that's what's ridiculous about this. You know, I personally, I'm not a big fan of the smell of coffee. So with coffee steaming up in the mall or at a restaurant or somewhere, I'm offended by that. So I think they need to not allow that. Either you have to have cold coffee now.
You ever smell Limburger cheese?
Oh, God, that's terrible.
I think it should be banned from restaurants. Why should I run the risk of having to smell Limburger cheese? Paul, it smells like stinky feet.
Like I said, those e-cigarettes don't. She's been sitting next to me in the car, and I don't even know.
Well, that's the other. You make a really good point, Paul. Not all of it, but most of it is in their head anyway. It looks too damn much like cigarette smoking to them, so they don't like it. Thanks a lot for the call. And here's where I think you could see this happen. Have e-cigarettes included with the regular tobacco ban, because there are conservatives who initially opposed the tobacco smoking ban. Then they realized, you know what? Yeah, it goes against my conservative principles, but I kind of like not having cigarette smoke around. And they're so damned afraid that this might normalize tobacco smoking again, and that tobacco smokers won't be the pariahs they have become, that they don't want to take any chances. So now, because people don't like something, not because it's a health risk, but because people don't like it. Someone texted you at 79489 pointed out, in Southern Brown County, we've had a massive debate with industrial wind turbines too close to residences. Those homeowners have been chased out of their homes by health effects. They can't do a damn thing. There's no regulation to help them. I want to read that other email, that one, Mallory. Yeah, you can't even smell them. I could take a draw off the vape, blow it in your face, and you would smell nothing except for whatever my breath smells like. Mallory says, a little bit. The delivery system is the same chemical used in asthma inhalers. I smoked when I was younger. I quit for health reasons, but have always missed smoking. I've recently started smoking an e-cig. No nicotine, just flavor, which, by the way, is fairly popular. I have different colors of batteries that light different colors when you draw on the vapor. I can color coordinate them with my outfits or my vehicle. Oh, really? When I ride my motorcycle, I take my red V2. When I'm a passenger on my husband's bike, I have a black V2. When I drive my classic car, I have a white V2. It's just fun. I have cola, mint, chocolate, vanilla, cherry, grape, and all sorts of delicious flavors. Grape goes great with a glass of wine. How does this affect anyone? It doesn't. No smell. No residual sense. I could vape all day in an enclosed car and would never smell a thing. This is libs trying to tell the rest of us how to live. The government is already too much all up in our business. Banning them is just ridiculous. I agree with you 100%. Ban that disgusting perfume. It makes me sick to my stomach and gives me sneezing fits. I just can't believe people don't see where this is going. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Chris in Green Bay. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I'm a militant smoke hater, but I have absolutely zero problem with those e-cigarettes. They don't bother me a bit. I don't think they should have any kind of ban on them at all. I think it's stupid to have a ban on them.
And here's the thing, Chris. Let's say that you were annoyed by them. Let's just say that you were. If there's not a proven health risk, do you have a right not to ever be annoyed?
We all have to get along somehow. And if there's not a health risk, there's no reason at all to be annoyed. I mean, you can be annoyed if you want, but you got to be able to get along and just get over it. Grow up.
Chris, thanks a lot for the good call. Josh in Appleton. Josh, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, Josh, go ahead.
Yes, what I was going to say is what people forget, this is very much like Animal Farm, in the fact that when the pigs took over control of the farm, they had a set of written rules on the wall. And over time, those rules changed, such as no creature with four legs shall sleep in a bed. And then it changed to something else. And pretty soon, the farmer they kicked out of the house, they were living in the house and treating the other animals just as the farmer did. They change stuff over time as they see fit.
That is, you know what? And that is probably one of the better analogies that you could use here. And Josh, to your point, a friend of mine just emailed in, suppose you were a vegan, Josh. You know what that is, right? Someone who only eats vegetables.
Correct.
If you were annoyed by the smell of brats, steaks, and burgers cooking on your neighbor's grill, should that be banned?
No, it should not.
See, but that's exactly, this is exactly what you're talking about. One by one by one. To Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Really? No nicotine in e-cigarettes? And what's the appeal of smoking them?
Well, some do. Some do, some don't. As I read in that email, there are flavored liquids, Joanne, and you get just the flavor, and it can be berry or fruit or whatever, and there's no nicotine.
Okay, then I guess there would be no health hazard in those things. Maybe nicotine would be a health hazard. I know it's not proven. I don't care if people smoke e-cigarettes. There probably should not be a ban on them. However, I am so glad that there is a ban on the regular cigarettes, and I'm one conservative that just doesn't want secondhand smoke from the restaurant. Thank God it's gone. As far as the e-cigarettes, if it really helps people to stop smoking, great. Don't ban it.
Okay, Joanne, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, see, the problem, though, is, Joanne, I know you support the tobacco smoking ban. This is where it leads us, though. This is exactly the problem and why conservatives made a mistake. Well, yeah, but, you know, I like it when there's no cigarette smoke. Okay, as I and others said at the time, who says they're going to stop with what you're okay with? To Tammy in Green Bay. Tammy, go ahead.
I think this is ridiculous. What about Sanimax? What about drinking beer? Are they going to ban that? It's very offensive. I just think they're sticking their nose where it really doesn't belong until there's medical proof that e-cigarettes are bad. You can't even smell it. So, come on, give me a break. I smoked from the time I was 20 till the time I was 40. I just recently quit smoking, and now I'm completely vaping. So,
well, I must tell you, Tammy, based on the emails, in terms of offending the olfactory gland, the nose, it appears Axe is a greater public health risk than e-cigs.
It's just ridiculous, period, point blank.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 950.
The Jerry Bader Show.